Hello, this is Sarah Bennett. I'm speaking to you from my cell phone because my broadcast equipment has been... I'm sorry, I haven't had much sleep. It's best if I just start at the beginning. Last night, while broadcasting from the Rouge House, a man attacked me. He was disfigured. The flesh on his face was torn. I could see bone and teeth, gnashing teeth. He stared at me with what I can only describe as hunger. As I scrambled up the staircase, he grabbed my foot, started bringing his teeth down toward my ankle. I kicked him in the face and I ran out of the house, into the rain. It came down in drenching sheets. I could make out figures that were walking, wandering, aimless. They didn't seem to notice the rain. But they noticed me. Even in the downpour, I could see their faces. Some were ripped like the man in the house. Others were fat, bloated. It was as if they spent a weekend under flood water. I fumbled for my keys and I jumped into my OB van and I drove away like a bat out of hell. I pushed the gas pedal into the floorboard, putting as much distance between me and the Rouge House as possible. And then, from the corner of my eye, there were flashing red and blue lights, coming at me fast. Too fast. And then... darkness. I woke up, upside down, blood pooling in my head. I unbuckled my seatbelt and fell headfirst onto the ground. I was too amped up to feel any pain. As I climbed out into the stormy night, a police officer spilled out of his wrecked cruiser, hitting the wet pavement with a thud. I lifted him against the car. He was alive, but he looked like hell. It was not just because of the crash. His hand was pressed to his neck. Blood mixed with rainwater seeped between his fingers. I asked if he was all right, and he looked at me and said, "Well, ma'am, it's been a hell of a night." He laughed, and so did I. Then he told me he'd been bitten. "By one of those people?" I asked. He went grim. "They're not people. Not anymore. They're infected." Suddenly, the cop shoved me aside. I hit the pavement hard. He began firing his gun over and over and over. Wiping the rain from my eyes, I saw them. There were two of them. The people who weren't people. The infected. The officer pumped round after round into their bodies, but they just kept coming. How could they have kept coming? The officer ran out of bullets, so he did the only thing he could do. He screamed. He screamed as they descended on him. He screamed as they bit into him. And then I heard what he was screaming. "Run." Those were his last words to me. To anyone. Run. So I did. Harder and faster than ever before. I didn't notice where I was going. Not until it appeared through the rain like a wraith. The Rouge House. I'd circled all the way back to damn La Rouge House. The infected people were still gathered in front of it. I skidded to a stop. Turned to go back the other way, but there were more of them, surrounding me. I stood there, frozen in fear, until one put a bony hand on my shoulder. I fought and I screamed and pushed, but there were too many. I closed my eyes, hoping that what came next wouldn't hurt, knowing that it would. But agony didn't come. I saw the axe first, slicing through the rain. One second, someone's head was there. The next, it was flying through the air, rolling across the rain-battered street. The other attackers were taken down just as quickly, until the only one left standing was him. Broad-shouldered, short cropped hair, piercing eyes. He asked if I was all right. I was about to say, "Well, tall, dark stranger, it's been a hell of a night," until I saw an infected woman coming up from behind him. I tried to warn him, but the stranger was already turning, already embedding his axe into the woman's head. Without missing a beat, the stranger held his hand out to me and said, "My name's Sebastian. Let's get you somewhere safe."
And that's how I ended up back inside LaRouche House, riding out this fresh hell with my new friend Sebastian. It's morning now. We're no closer to figuring out what caused this. I don't know if it's fungal, viral. Hell, maybe the hurricane left some kind of bacteria that infected the water. I don't know. None of this makes any sense. How in the hell is this happening? Okay, you know what? I think what I need is sleep. To my fellow skeptics and everyone else, stay safe out there. We'll get to the bottom of this. New Orleans has survived worse.